Well, yeah, there was people that were popping up out of the woodwork, and we got like this record label, man. We want you guys to sign with us. And I'm thinking, well, we got our own label. Why would we do that? If you're not a major label, why would we opt out to sacrifice everything that we've struggled for the last 10 to 15 years to sign up with these other labels, which were, again, like local people doing the same thing that we were doing. And I wanted to just keep on pushing our thing forward. And eventually we were going to put out an album called The Nation of Strangers, which about 2 years ago, finally, some record label, I forget the name of the people, but it's a record label out of Italy. And I sent the guy some tapes, and he sent me back an album entitled Nation of Strangers with double-sided red vinyl. And that's the only album that we've got out right now. When my rhythm section took off, when Brad and Larry took off to start this other band, Dog Soldier, down in Georgia, and it was because this guy in Detroit wanted us to sign with his label. And I said, that's really stupid. Why don't we just keep doing what we're doing? Keep playing, keep taking the profits from our playing and stuff and investing it in ourselves. That way, everything that we generate is ours. We don't have to answer to anybody else. And it turned out this guy was a shyster. He was like going around and like selling people faulty roofs or something in Detroit. And then his sideline was this record label that he was starting. And I'm like, nah, I don't want to be involved in that. But it kind of pissed off Larry and Brad. So they wound up quitting and questing off on their own. And Larry wound up playing drums with Dark Carnival for a while, actually.